Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Maqdad held a press conference in Damascus on Monday to dismiss accusations that the government used sarin gas on the militant-held town of Khan Sheikhoun in April. Maqdad revealed that inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons refused government invitations to visit the site of the attack or the military airport allegedly linked to it.
3 days ago, we received letters from head of the OPCW saying they will not be able to reach Khan Sheikhoun and that they don't have clearance. And here they mean from Western countries and the US to visit Al Sharat Airport. I believe the airport will expose the main goals of the US and will reveal that it was not used for storing chemical weapons.
Maqdad described U.S. strikes on the Shu'airat airbase in response to alleged chemical attacks as unjustified and called the Trump administration insane. He warned against the consequences of a possible new attack on Syrian government targets. Maqdad said Damascus and its allies would respond to any new aggression. He said the U.S. and Western countries accused the Syrian government of using chemical weapons to justify their ties with terrorists.
How can the United States, Saudi Arabia, Britain, France justify their relationship with these terrorist groups when these terrorist groups use chemical weapons in Syria? They cannot. So they have to support any allegation made by these organizations to protect themselves in the West and to justify their relationship with these organizations.
Maqdad said that terrorists smuggled chemical substances into Syria from Iraq. He said the terrorists even tried to bring them illegally from Turkey, a country Maqdad claimed encourages terrorists to use chemical weapons. He warned Syria's enemies of grave consequences should they launch any further attacks on Syria. Al-Maqdad stressed that the Syrian government does not own any chemical weapon, promising any further attack on the Syrian government under the pretext that it used chemical weapons will not be accepted. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.